Turmoil continues in Thetford as some in the police department and the select board continue to disagree over the hiring of an interim police chief. Maggie Cassidy has been following the story for the Valley News, and she joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. Good morning, Maggie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. This all started when Police Chief Jim Langto left the department to run a pizza restaurant. What happened next?
Jim Langto, who had been the police chief since 2006, he left in June. And he and, you know, officials in town both said that they had left on good terms. But shortly after that, Jim Langto posted on the townwide email listserv, which anybody in town can post on, and it gets distributed to all of the subscribers of the listserv. And he wrote a pretty strongly worded email that just kind of blasted the select board for some of the decisions that they had made related to finding his interim replacement. The town has contracted with its neighbor, Norwich, to hire that town's full-time police chief to serve on an interim basis. And Langto basically felt like they had passed over other people in Thetford's small department who could have done the job just as well for less money, and that, you know, that they had made the wrong decision. And he felt also in behind closed doors and not a very transparent way by discussing in an executive session.
So they were upset in part also because it was done possibly in private, not much public discussion about whether to hire or at least fill internally before seeking help from other towns.
Don Downey, who speaks for the select board on police issues, has said that, yes, the board discussed hiring an interim chief in executive session. The board's stance is that they were within their right to do that because the discussion involves hiring and personnel and contracts, which are some of the exemptions allowed under Vermont statute for, you know, items that boards can talk about in executive session. I think where Langto's concern comes from, and a couple other voices in town, is that all of this discussion was made in executive session and then simply announced in public session. So, you know, the public didn't really get to hear any of the thought process. Don Downey, the select board member, says, you know, this interim chief is really just an operations person on an interim basis. This person isn't going to be very involved with, you know, the community, mostly doing paperwork and administrative tasks. And so they didn't feel like it was an appropriate thing to broach with the public.
And one of the people passed up in favor of the hire from Norwich, the temporary hire from Norwich, is current police officer Bridget Tweedy, who is upset now that emails between a select board member and the interim chief were released to the Valley News and spoken about in public. Why is she upset about this?
Sergeant Tweedy wrote a formal complaint to Don Downey, the select board member, saying that she was upset that these emails between the interim chief and Don Downey were made public. She cites two reasons. One, she felt that that correspondence between the two officials didn't qualify as a public meeting. And the second reason is that she felt like they were a personnel document because the emails that were released, they basically discussed how many traffic stops the officers were making, including Sergeant Tweedy. So the town's response is that on the first part, you know, that this is not really about whether or not these emails constituted a public meeting. That's a little bit besides the point. But documents that are generated between two public officials about public business are going to be public documents with few exemptions. One of the exemptions is personnel documents, her second point. The town's response to that is that, you know, yes, these emails discuss the number of traffic stops that Bridget Tweedy was making and that the other officers were making, but these are discussed in the context, the town says, of the department operations, not really as a personnel review. So, you know, how many stops officers are generally making and, you know, what's going on in the department, they say, is more of an operations matter.
So what's next for Thetford? Is it working on hiring a new police chief?
So Thetford is working on hiring a permanent replacement. This interim chief is only there until they find a new full-time person to oversee. I think they have two or three, it might be three officers. Don Downey says they have had, you know, a few applications rolling in, maybe more than a few, and that the search committee for the police chief, which includes community members and other chiefs from the area. We'll probably meet again in 2 weeks or so to kind of chart the next steps forward.
And is there any word that Tweedy will apply for this job?
Tweedy has said that she probably is not interested in it, that she had expressed interest in the interim position to kind of just take that on in the meanwhile, while the town tried to find a permanent spot. But she has said, you know, she didn't really give the permanent spot much thought, but that now she probably would not be interested in it.
Maggie Cassidy is a reporter for the Valley News. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks very much.